Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello, though I wasn't here last time, so not always. You're a liar.
I know, but it's kind of my thing. You know, that's what I say. Mm-hmm. So we make fun of you when you're not here, though. So
I didn't listen to the show. I heard it was terrible.
Oh, you did not hear that.
Yes, I did. From two people. You know who they were?
Who?
Lunchbox, a.k.a. John, and his wife. Beth. So they, you know, they're a perfect match for each other because they both did not like the show when I wasn't on it. That's why I like them so much.
I think they're biased. That's what I think.
That's why I like them so much.
So they can kiss my butt. That's all I'm going to say. But
how dare you say that? She's pregnant. You can't say that. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I don't either, but so I seen you were at the park on the 4th of July.
Yep. I was at Buckingham Fountain. I haven't been there in years. I forgot how nice it is at night when it's all lit up.
I will tell you this. This is the first 4th of July where I actually had a good time because I went and hung out with... I claim I have no family, but I have family that I never see. They're mostly from my dad's family because my dad's sister was married to a man before she passed away of cancer. And these were his kids, not hers, but they're kind of family, but there's no blood relation there. But, you know, me and Brian have been the same age, are the same age. I think he's like a year older than me though. And his dad was in the military. So we never seen him very much. They lived in Alaska for a long time and stuff. So, they invited me over there and I mean, I had a blast. I played some volleyball, you know, shot off fireworks. We almost got killed because we had those huge fireworks, you know, shoot up in the air and explode. Well, the thing fell over and set the, like, five or six of them on fire. They all exploded at once. But
it looked like you had fun, and it looked nice where you were.
Oh, man, it was such perfect weather, too. I mean, it wasn't hot. We sat in the shade. I think it was, like, in the 70s, you know. Can't remember it ever being that cool.
I kept thinking every time I was seeing your pictures that you were just at like some public park or something.
No, it was it was Brian's house. So, you know, and I took that picture of at the near the end of the day where he had that old truck parked out in front of his house and it just looked so cool. That's a cool picture. I like that. But yeah, we're going to hang out some more and stuff. We kind of lost touch with each other and we just happened to run into him into the grocery store. So he took my phone number down. So that's why we were hanging out again. So it's good to have family because most of my family I don't care about around here. Yeah. So
being a year older than you, that makes him, what, 52?
Yeah, 52.
All right.
38. Uh-huh. But yeah, I had a good time.
I punched someone.
What? Did you punch the cat person?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't going to escalate. That's it. No, I was walking back from July 4th when I got off the train, just like this group of people. And then there was this guy who was fighting with, I assumed, his girlfriend, his partner. And they were just having a real, like, nasty fight. A lot of word slinging. Then he slapped her. So I got in the middle of it. I was like, you know, stop it. Then he took a swing at me. And then I was already in a bad mood. So I just punched him. And he fell down. And then he came back at me, but his friends held him off, so I just started walking back. I'm like, this is too much. I can't do any more of this. That was fun, though. Super fun.
Just punching people's fun, I hear, so.
That was annoying. And then, of course, I ran into the cat guy, and I wanted to punch him. But I'm sure if I punched him without him taking a swing at me or being an idiot, probably would have gotten in trouble. But I'm going to take that cat if I see it outside again.
And I guess that's something that probably people don't think about too often. If you got a cat that's declawed, that they
even
should
if it's, even if it's not declawed. An indoor cat is an indoor cat. It also, I didn't mention in the post, it didn't have a collar either.
Oh. Yeah. So our cat has a collar and she's got claws, but she's an indoor cat and she's only gotten out once. And we didn't realize it for a couple hours, and I ran outside to find her, and she had gone no further than the car out front and had hidden underneath of it. And I guess it was real oil underneath there because she was covered in oil. It took me forever to get her cleaned up, and she does not like to get wet, of course, does not like baths, so it was a nightmare. But yeah, so that's happened. So, yeah. But anyway, that's 4th of July.
Yep. And I was looking forward to last week having a show and being able to talk about E3. Now it's like forever ago that I feel like there's no point.
Yeah, I don't really think it's...
Yeah, I will only say that all the people who were talking about how Microsoft had a horrible show, a horrible conference, and the Sony conference was fantastic, like perfect, A+. Those people are nuts. And especially like tech blogs just talking so much praise about PlayStation Now. It's not been tested. There's no proof that it is going to work. It likely won't work. Every time you see it at a convention, they see it in like this very closed off environment.
Well, no, there's a beta out there.
I know, but I still don't think in most situations for most games.
You know, it may work good now, but when you've got hundreds of people on it,
and also when they do a beta, they're getting people's information. They're like, oh, this person has a really good connection. This person's, you know, whatever. So let's let them use it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just let any part of the country. Let's go let someone down in South Dakota, up in South Dakota. I don't know where South Dakota is. It's up, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it like next to Minnesota or something?
Yeah, it's somewhere up there. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But also PlayStation Plus, they released some of the beta prices, and they're just ridiculous.
I've heard that. I haven't seen them, but
it's like, you know, games that you can buy for $30.
Wasn't like $5 for 3 hours or something.
Yeah, it's like $5 for 4 hours. But there were some games like you can buy on the PlayStation 3 store if you have a PS3 for like $30. They want to charge you $40 for 90 days.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hopefully they change all that, because that's, once I've seen those prices,
like,
it's just crazy.
I guess that's just the digital factor, but $40 for 90 days, it's just like you can buy it immediately and then trade it in if you want to do it that way.
But I mean, it's probably for people that, you know, have got the smart, the Sony TV things built, you know, the smart TVs built in, yeah, but,
or I the still wouldn't do it.
But here's the thing, those people, if they really wanted to play video games, they would already had a PS3. So,
or
you know, yeah, either or. But I'm just saying, I did find something really neat this week, too. I put it out there, but it's something that people don't realize. But they've now made it possible where you can use your PS4 controller on your PS3 wirelessly. And that's pretty awesome.
That's
so
interesting. I really I need to try out the PS4 controller again.
I really enjoy it. I really like that controller a lot better than I do the Xbox One controller. It's still
that
not
definitely
as good
will not happen for me.
The Xbox 360 controller is still the best controller ever made, and I don't know why they changed it, because I hate the Xbox One controller. I think I would be okay with the Xbox One controller if it wasn't for them fucking shoulder buttons. Those things are absolutely useless.
They have not bothered me. They initially bothered me. I think I just grew used to them immediately. The only thing that bothers me about it, honestly, is the stupid why they have to change start and select to fucking hamburger and whatever. Windows or something.
Every controller should have a hamburger button. I'm just saying. Uh-huh. But yeah.
But yeah, the Sony conference was really good. But and then the momentum just got sucked out when that new guy came out, and he was like super politician with his doing the closed fist, thumb pointed up, and just shaking that at the audience. I'm like, that is the worst. That's like, I don't even think politicians do that anymore because they know how horrible that is.
Yeah, it's terrible. That entering the conference there was pretty bad, because I mean, they brought out the Powers. Was it Powers? Is that the show that's coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they started talking about TV and everybody just like, ugh. So yeah, I thought Microsoft did a fantastic job. And I did like the Nintendo conference too, because I like to see that new Zelda game. Although people, that's not how it's going to look. I'm sorry. It was in-game engine, but that is not how the game is going to play. You're not going to run to the next screen and see a monster come sliding in into a wall. I'll kiss your ass if I see that. But I want to believe that a game can do that, but I don't really want to kiss your ass, so I don't, that's why I say it's never going to be.
My ass is pretty hairy.
You're not going to see that kind of a game. Yeah, you can see some pretty good target renders and stuff like that in the world, but you're not going to see a game that looks like that. That's just crazy. Jumping up in the air and focusing on the face of the character. Come on, guys. That was not real gameplay footage. I don't care what you
I didn't
thinking.
Even watch that one.
And I
thought about going back to watch it because I kept hearing about how great it was, but nah.
I just wish I could get excited about the Wii. I love the Wii, the Wii U and stuff, but I just, the fact it has no like built-in...
I want to get excited about the PS4. When I saw the white one, I was like, oh, I kind of want that. Maybe I'll get a PS4. And then it's like, I hope they would release it without Destiny, because I do not want Destiny. And if I wanted Destiny, I'd get it on the Xbox One anyway. But I'm like, I don't want that game, so no. And then I was also thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't actually want any PS4 game anyway. There's no exclusive that I want, so why would I buy a PS4? There's still nothing I want. You know,
that's true.
Infamous, okay. I don't care about the Order. I think the Order is just, yeah. It's very, very pretty. Yes, it is. I do not care about that setting, and the gameplay just looks like Resident Evil, which could be fine, but I mean, it does not look original at all. So
that's the thing. Microsoft had the really good exclusives this year. I mean, I'm so excited to play Sunset Overdrive.
I'm dying for that.
And I mean, there were several games that they showed, and I'm like, yeah, it's great.
Phantom Dust.
I never even played that on the Xbox.
I have it. It's whatever. It is just a really out of the blue,
out of left
weird
field.
Thing. I first thought, because I didn't think it was going to be anything that people actually wanted. I thought it was going to maybe be like Breakdown or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even that. It was Phantom Dust. And then the Conquer BS. Oh, here's Conquer. Everyone was so excited. And then, no, they weren't. And the same thing happened at Sony when he kept bringing up some game that never released in the US, and then...
Oh, Vib Ribbon.
Yeah, it's like, and then there's nothing about it. He just kept talking about it for whatever
reason. Yeah, they showed a clip of Vib Ribbon, and it's like, hey, yeah, everybody's like excited, but nobody's ever played that game unless you had it from Japan. So nobody really played this game, but everybody was excited because it looked super weird.
Yeah, I remember Chris Kohler, I think he was talking about, like, oh, you're going to ruin my marriage. My wife wants that game, and now you're ruining everything.
But, so Sony just didn't have anything. I felt, you know, they had some things. You know, I'm excited about The Order because I just like that idea of the setting with steampunk stuff and werewolves stuff.
But as far as exclusives go, there's nothing. There's no Last Guardian again. Big surprise.
Well, but that game doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I've told
care
you guys
about
that
it.
For years.
I don't even care anymore. But then I'm trying to, like, there was nothing. And I mean, even they didn't do much with the indie stuff. They just had sort of the same thing as Microsoft with like a reel and all that kind of stuff.
But they had some. They did show some good indie games. I'm interested.
So did Microsoft.
That Cuphead, that looks amazing.
I know everyone. That one does look just visually, but I don't know about the game. What I'm really interested in that. What is it? Ori or Oni? Whatever that game was.
The owl game, was that what it was?
Yeah. And then there's also the one from the Limbo developers.
Mm-hmm. That looked amazing. So. And what was it called? I can't remember what it was called.
I think it was something. I think it was another one word.
Yeah, it was one word, and I think it began with an S.
A funny thing, just thinking about is it was at last year's E3. Is what is his name? John Blow's game that's out anymore. I mean, wasn't it supposed to be out? I mean, was it supposed to be a launch title at first?
He never said it wasn't supposed to be a launch title. He never said it was a launch title. They said that it was going to be out, but
well, it's been a year.
Yeah, and you know what? I have totally turned on No Man's Sky because I was not interested until I seen the Sony conference.
I don't get it.
I don't know how they do it.
Exactly. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
And I'll say this. I know it's going to be one of those games that I'm all into for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then when I realize that everything is just, you know, it's procedurally generated, so that I know eventually I'll just be like, oh, I'm going to go to this planet. I'm going to look through this. I'm going to find some kind of underground layer, and I'm going to go in here and find some.
It all depends on what the gameplay is actually like. Because if it has a lot of creation things, like if it's basically Minecraft, but with these more, I mean, Minecraft is just, it's Minecraft and it's blocky, but then you don't have all these like crazy, all like so many different creatures and space battles and all that stuff. If it's just a more detailed, bigger, way bigger scaled Minecraft, it could be really interesting.
Well, you know, and I say this about how I'll probably get bored just looking for items and stuff, but how many hours did I put in that zombie game that was on Microsoft, the Xbox Live game? I can't think of it now.
State of Decay.
How many hours?
I want them to just bring a better looking, to Xbox One.
I would do too. I'd play the fuck out of that
again.
With
all the DLC included, come on. I will buy that in a heartbeat.
I tried to go back to that game when the new DLC came out.
I don't care, man. I'll pay $60 for that thing.
Oh, I would. I would too. I loved that game. That game was
I felt like I robbed them. Well, I didn't even pay for it because I got a review copy. But if I paid $20, I would have felt like I robbed them because that was my game of the year. And I luckily yeah. also did not experience a lot of the glitches or any of those kind of issues, but just that game, I mean, that's way better than The Walking Dead, either of The Walking Dead games.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It was just amazing. That's, to me, when you look at the art style of that game, it's like, I think they tried to get The Walking Dead license and then couldn't get it, because that's yeah. what it looked like to me. I mean, it was, that studio did some great things for what it had, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're definitely, I don't know if it's, they're working on, like, the MMO or whatever, but, I mean, they signed that deal with Microsoft,
so. I hope they don't do an MMO. I hope it gets changed to a single-player game. I just don't think
just,
that...
cooperative thing.
Yeah, you know, co-op. That doesn't
need to be four-player co-op or whatever.
We don't
no, just it. As an option.
Yeah. Oh, I want co-op. Trust yeah. me. I would
like
love
Dead Rising or whatever, where you can do solo, but mm-hmm. if you want, you can have somebody in the game as well.
So, but trying to think of Tomb Raider. Oh God! All they had to show was a teaser trailer, and I was there.
Really liked the Far Cry 4 intro.
Oh my God! That game looks fucking amazing. I can't wait. That's like one of my biggest games this year. I can't wait to play. Because 3 was so
whole
amazing.
Being able to share it on PS4 sounded really interesting. But then, I mean, I think there's still mixed things coming out, but I'm pretty sure what they said officially was that, yeah, they get to play for like 90 minutes or whatever. So it's just sort of like the whole trial.
Yeah.
They can do that. So it's not like, oh, you can just play the entire game with somebody.
Yeah, but it's still a unique concept.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool.
So
we also just need more demos in general. I don't know how it is on PS4 in terms of demos, but
yeah, the PS4 demo's kind of the same thing. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of demos for a lot of games.
I want to play Outlast.
Outlast, it's on PS. It's on Xbox One now, right?
I know, but it came out for free on PS4, and then it came out.
So Bush is like, that's the title I'm willing. That's how much I'm willing to pay for that title. It's the same amount that people paid for.
Well, I mean, also, I mean, there's nothing unique about the Xbox One version other than I would get achievements for it, which is why I'm holding out for it. But I mean, during the sale, but who cares? I mean, during the sale, I could have gotten it on Steam for $5 when probably the DLC was probably like $1.69 or something.
Close the door.
I don't have a PS4, but I do own Outlast for a PS4 if I ever get one. So, but yeah.
Yeah. You bought Outlast. Wait, you got Outlast for the PS4?
Oh, it was free.
You went to the store and.
I will say, I have not played it yet, but finally, for the first time, won a game with gold game. This is a game I didn't own. And for the first time, I've been excited about one. And that's the whole Guacamelee Super Times Championship Edition, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So that was a nice surprise to actually see, the game was free the day it comes out.
Yeah,
you're starting to get the whole point of this, Microsoft. Keep it up.
Although I think Max was a good deal, too, but you had also
got it for free. And I'm hoping more discounts come, too. I mean, the one this week with I don't care about Thief. I'm hoping for like Outlast or I played it. I got a review copy for the PC, but that space one, Strike Suit Zero, I think, or something like that.
Oh yeah.
It's a pretty fun arcade game. So if it gets discounted, I wouldn't mind picking it up.
Yeah. Also, I see you didn't put in your games here. You've been playing that 60-second shooter.
Oh yeah.
I know you've been playing that fucking game.
I played it. I don't like it.
Oh well,
It's a twin stick shooter, but it's crappy and it looks terrible.
Well, all I know is Sean loves it, and he was pissed off the other night when we were playing video games because he's like, "God damn it!" I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Kush beat my fucking score."
I did. Okay. Yeah. I'm not even trying in that stupid game.
But
it's so bad looking.
I haven't played it, but it seems like a lot of people like it.
I think people just like it because it's $5. They're like, "Oh my god, it's $5! Yay! I could get Outlast for 20, or I can just get this." Piece of crap for $5. There's so many better iOS twin stick shooters.
Yeah. Before we move on to games and stuff that we've actually been playing and stuff, I did pick up my first tablet this past week.
Yeah, I heard you talking about a tablet. I'm like, what the hell is? When did he get a tablet? I'm like, I was so confused.
Yeah, I bought a Nexus. It's the Asus Memory 7 or Memo Pad 7 or whatever. It's basically a Google Nexus.
Yeah, I think I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's so convenient. I don't know how I ever I don't know how I ever not had a had not ever had a tablet before, because I just put this thing by my bed and I'm playing games. I get stuck on something, I just bring it up and look it up and check Facebook and Twitter. I never had to leave the chair, which is a bad thing, but
yeah.
But yeah, if I didn't have to go to the bathroom, I'd never leave my room. But yeah, I'm real excited about it. So I played a few mobile games and stuff, but
I find with the Android, well, I have a phone too, but the tablet, that I use that more for like just browsing the web and stuff, and I use the iPad for games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because just sort of there was a precedent that, you know, all the games came first to iPad for a long time. That doesn't happen so much now, but just I guess I'm used to it.
Yeah, I think it also, too, is there isn't as many versions of the iPhones. It's going to be better optimized for the iPads and iPhones than it probably would be for the Android tablets, just because there's so different. There's so many different types of them.
And I only play Fairway Solitaire, so I already had plenty of time invested in the iOS version.
Yeah, I looked at that, and it was on the Android, and I was like, no, because I won't ever play it, because I can't stand Solitaire. But, you know, I did pay for that game on iPhone, though.
I know.
So we should talk about gaming.
Yep.
Well, we've been talking about gaming, so we should actually talk about games, even though we weren't going to talk about E3, but yet somehow we did.
Because I could not let the whole, oh, Sony's was so good. I couldn't, no.
So, me and you both played Sniper Elite 3, and I'm guessing you played it on 360?
Xbox One.
Oh, okay. Did you rent it or something?
Gamefly, yep.
Gotcha. I was wondering how you'd gotten this, because I was wondering if you played on Xbox One.
I probably could have gotten a review copy, but I don't care.
I really like the game.
It's okay. I definitely have to go into the settings to like make it so that whole kill cam is not as frequent, because that just gets annoying after a while. I don't need to see that every single time.
Oh, I love to see it every time.
No. It's one, I don't care about it. It's like the whole violent nature of it doesn't really do much for me. Plus, having to wait while a bullet traps, I'm like, get to the damn head already and just blow it up already. It's like I have to wait for it, and then I don't care about what I'm seeing, so it's just like, ugh.
But you can get testicle shots.
Nah.
And you can slow down and watch your testicles explode when a bullet goes through them.
I don't need that. I need to see exploding testicles.
So how far have you gotten in the game?
The first mission, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that you haven't even gotten to the real part of the game yet. Because the second mission, it starts the whole open world. Not open world, but sandbox areas where you'll have optional missions to do, and, you know, they're large areas. It kind of reminds me of a little bit like Metal Gear Solid. What was the one that just came out?
What was it called?
Ground Zeroes.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me a little bit like Ground Zeroes, where you have this open sandbox and you can go do a bunch of things in it. Usually it's just killing guys, but sneaking around and stuff like that.
I really didn't want Gamefly to send me this.
What did you want?
Well, I had above it, and they had like, the quantity or whatever was low and stuff, and like medium, but I had Wolfenstein above that, which I really, really, really want to play.
I just finished that today.
I'm dying to play that, because after finding out after it came out that a lot of ex-Starbreeze people worked on, like, of course I want to play it now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it definitely has that Starbreeze feel to it, yeah.
I would rather play the freaking Spider-Man game than this.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Stay away from that piece of shit. Ugh. That was the worst game I have played this year. Easily the worst thing I have played.
Have you played the Transformers game yet?
No.
Okay, then.
But I hear that it's actually playable.
Is it? Is it really?
I mean, it is. It kind of is, but anyway, Sniper Elite 3, I really enjoyed it. I really like the sandbox style, and this is the first one of these games I've ever played.
I own the first two.
Have you ever played them?
I think I played them on PC, but not the 360 versions.
Gotcha. I mean, to me, it's awesome to like set up mines and stuff, and I had one little section where I was trying to sneak around this group of people, and I couldn't get them. There was like, they were all standing and watching me, but at least it was dark, so I could kind of stay in cover. And I put down a mine, and I took a shot, and they all started running towards me, and I thought, okay, they're going to step on this mine and explode. Well, they all kind of stopped and looked around because they'd lost me, and I'm like, well, shit, they're not going to step on that mine. They're going to go back to the area. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get their attention. I'm going to throw this rock at the tree so they'll walk around, and boom, it'll blow them all up. I threw the rock, and the rock hit the mine, and the mine fucking exploded and took out three or four people. It was fucking amazing. And I was like, I love this. But I haven't gotten to play much more than when I got to the third area, because stealth games take a lot out of me. I like them, but sometimes I get so frustrated if I had to do something over several times. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go walk away from this. And then I kind of wanted to finish Wolfenstein, because big fucking Steven is on a I'm going to ruin things mood. He fucking spoiled something in Watch Dogs for me. I'm like, you asshole.
What did he spoil?
I don't want to give it away because I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. But
put it in the chat.
I'll tell you later.
I might have already gotten there.
You probably have because it's Act Two. So.
Well, then it's definitely.
I haven't I stopped playing that game. Okay,
I didn't mention what I was going to say that really pissed me off. That was past Act Two.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying I'm in Act Two, but whatever Steven spoiled was.
Oh.
Was hold on, I'll write it in here.
Does it have to do with the death?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not. There are a whole bunch of characters. Plenty of people can die. This is great radio.
Yeah. Sorry.
Clicky, 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 click, 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 click.
But see, like I put so much time in Watch Dogs on the side missions that I kind of got. I get Ubi fatigue, so I had to take a break from it. So. I was in the mood to fucking play some role-playing games and shit, so I had to take a break from it. I need to go back, but...
The one thing about Watch Dogs is just how really inconsistent the visuals are on the next-gen. I don't know if it's the same on, like, 360 and PS3, but there are times where things look sharp and then they look, like, muddy. It's almost like there's the Xbox One version and the 360 version in the Xbox One version, and it sometimes goes back between the two. And... Aiden Pierce does not look as good as the other characters in cutscenes and stuff, which is really weird. You'd think, oh, he's the main character. He's going to get the most work done. He's going to be made sure that he looks the best, but he doesn't. Sometimes he looks really bad.
But then when you see him on the street compared to everybody else, you're like, oh, my God.
And then you see the whole, oh, the really pretty version's on PC, and it's not a mod. They just turn on the features and settings. They just go to, like, some file and
change their opinion. I think a lot of it has to do with getting the systems optimized and stuff. People are like, oh, there's never going to look any better than this. Bullshit. It'll get optimized. Things will get looking better. You just got to give it a little bit of time. I know it's because they think it's on dedicated PC hardware that it's never going to get any better looking. But, you know, I have faith in these new systems. But did you end up liking Watch Dogs? Because we didn't get to talk about it.
I like it fine. It's okay. I think they did do a good job condensing Chicago, because it is a very condensed version of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's more condensed than I thought, but I think they did a good job with that, and I like just going around, and it's like there are certain... The whole visual inconsistency does get a bit annoying, but it's like every time blow up a car or just any explosion happens, it's like, oh, that's pretty smoke. It's sort of the way that... Call of Duty 2, when you first play that, and you're like, oh, man, you throw a smoke, you're like, that's so pretty on this next-gen system. It looks like crap on everything else, but, oh, it's so nice. It was like, it's just like, the way everyone shows off next-gen at first is through really nice smoke.
Well, then you're going to love Wolfenstein, because their smoke things are terrific.
But I like the game. I just wish the story was better, and it wasn't so, Aiden is not a likable character at all. And the way they handle these other characters, the side characters, is just kind of crappy. For instance, what you typed in chat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just stupid the way everything is handled, really.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, I like it. I do think the whole, every time when you have your cell phone out and you can see people's like little info about them, that is way messed up. The like little descriptions, because like, oh, this person is a transsexual. This person likes bacon.
The government.
You cannot. You cannot put being transsexual and liking bacon on the same level. in terms of it defining a person.
Well, you know, I was wondering, I wonder what mine would say. Mine would be either forever alone or podcaster. I'm sure. But anyway, So let me get to what I have been playing.
A lot of Tails. There's so many Tails in here.
Yeah.
Did you play a Sonic game too?
No.
Sonic and Tails?
I went back and I was just like in one of those role-playing moods where I want to play a good role-playing game. And I went back and I finished up Tales of Celia because the new one comes out. I can't remember. It's not soonish. It's soonish. It's for the end of the year. So I kind of wanted to finish that one up. And I didn't realize how close I was actually to the end of the game when I kind of drifted away from it. And then when I got done with that, my role-playing, hunger was not sated, so I went back and I started Tales of Graces again from the beginning. Now, when this game first came out, I was real excited about the first 4 or 5 hours. I just kind of got out of it. I just couldn't, I don't know, I got tired of the overhead view and the weird looks of everything. And when I went back to play it, I was like, I might as well start from the beginning because I was apparently like 25 hours in it. I don't remember anything that had happened. And I was like, well, I'll go ahead and start from the beginning. If I don't want to play it, then I'll just stop again. And apparently the game's like 40 hours long. So I was probably about halfway through it. I think that's what it was. Actually, it was about 50 hours. So I was about halfway through it. But I started over and it really got its hooks into me. And I think the reason why is because I went back. We always think about older games and stuff that we played about how they feel and stuff in our memories. And then we actually go back to play them. You're like, oh, so like, I think case in point, Final Fantasy X, I loved that game. And, after going back and play it, I still like that game a lot, but that game is not the game I remember. It is pretty linear with the dungeon stuff you go into and the camera view and everything. It's not like you remember, at least like I remember it. So I'm kind of like, oh, so I think we gave too much shit to Final Fantasy XIII for having the straightforward dungeons, because Final Fantasy X was not any different. But I think what it is Tales of Graces really brought me back to that time of when I played Super Nintendo role-playing games, because the characters were just, they started out as kids, and then they, you know, there's like a 7-year gap, and they're grown up, and they're going back, they're going on an adventure or whatever. And I think it brings me back to those old school RPGs where the game wasn't about, oh, being dark and brooding. It was about being fun and lighthearted and trying to work together with your friends and a little bit of romance here and there. And I really enjoyed that about Tales of Graces. And I think that's what I like about the Tales games in general, is because they're not dark. And you can only take so much of the whole dark brooding storylines. And I think that's what's been wrong with like Final Fantasy games lately. And a lot of the RPGs, it's like, ugh, it's got to be dark and brooding, or it's got to be emo, and you know, it can't be lighthearted. So, I love Tales of Graces, and I finished that up. And what's really cool about the PS3 version, because originally this game was on the Wii, and they added, after you beat the game, they added another 10 hours of story, which kind of ties up the ending of Tales of Graces, because the ending didn't really make sense. So I thought that was neat that there's an extra 10 hours there. But by the time I was done, I was like, I want this game to be over because I kind of know what's going to happen, and I've put 50 hours into it and I'm ready to be done with it. So, but it's a really good game, and, it killed my PS3 actually. And I had to go buy a new PS3 or a used one. I traded in some shit and got another used PS3, but I was so fucking angry. I was like, of course this son of a bitch would die when there's actually something on it I wanted to play. So, but you know what? I had to tear up my backwards compatible PS3, but at this point, there's no PS2 games I'm ever going to play anyway. And it was the only way to get my copy of Tales of Graces from its rusted innards. So, yeah. So I've got me an ultralight PS3 and it works wonderful. So, and it's used, but I got a good deal on it. I think after I traded in about 8 games, I got it for $4.23. So I was happy. And then we played the shit out of some Super Ultra Dead Rising 3, DLC.
You did.
Well, when I say we, I mean me, Sean, and Corey, we played the fuck out of this, and we completed it. And it's fun for one playthrough, you know, it's fun unlocking all the characters, and stuff, because each character in it plays different.
What is it, $5?
It's $10.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't get it then.
Yeah. It's goofy. It's more of like a Mario Party-esque type of thing where you're competing against each other and it'd be like, go here, kill 25 zombies, drive across the map, kill 50 zombies, or, you know, it's...
So does it have, like, the heart of that stuff from Dead Rising 2? Those, like, multiplayer things where you could play in those kind of modes, but just in the actual world instead of a little environment?
But see, it's not even really in the world. It's just it's set in an environment.
It is even more so like it then.
Kind of. It's not. They're more in depth. It's not, you know, because those were just like, oh, kill like a bunch of zombies in a motor. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
What you just said before is it's like, oh, go here and kill 25 zombies. Oh, it's not like one from
it. Well, I mean, it was in that Dead Rising 2, it was like get on this motorcycle and drive through an arena and just use the chainsaws to kill all the zombies. It's not like that. It's like you have to get off and actually fight the zombies and stuff. They won't let you fight them. Well, there's a few vehicles here. There's a few vehicles here and there, but it's not like you're focusing more on the melee and stuff. So, and each character plays differently. So like when you have like I used Annie Green, she has like she has Uzis, but as you level her up, she gets different attacks based on what cosplay outfit she's wearing. So when you play as Chun-Li, she's got the lightning kick and the spinning bird kick and then the fireball. So, you know, it's really cool, but after playing it for about an hour, we finished it and we're like, yeah, I don't think I ever want to go back to it, except for Sean, who's bound and determined to get every fucking achievement and item in a fucking Xbox One game, it seems. So
great name, love the name of that the DLC.
that was absolutely perfect, making fun of themselves.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite parts of E3, just because of how ridiculous it was. Like, this is a joke, right? What's going on? Is somebody punking us all? Where's Ashton? But it wasn't. Yeah. I did get the DLC, the season pass, because that went on sale.
Oh, did it?
I haven't played it yet.
I think they're okay, but they're kind of weak because they're like an hour or two long, and it's mostly a lot of filler, but they tell like parts of the story that you didn't see from different angles. Yeah. So it's in that aspect, yeah, it's kind of neat, but
it was 10 or 15 bucks, whatever half off would be.
Yeah. I've not played since the second one I played. I finished the first one. Then I played Shovel Knight on the 3DS, actually. I wanted something to take with me when my mom was at the doctor's office. That game's pretty cool. So it was a Kickstarter game that looked like an NES game. And what's really good about this game is most those retro-style games and stuff, they want to focus on making it too much like the NES games and not using anything that's like relevant to today's games. And what I liked about Shovel Knight is, you know, that...
Keep going.
It made Kush so excited he dropped something. It kind of reminded me a little bit of DuckTales and a little bit of Castlevania and Mega Man in a way. And it has an overworld map like Mario Brothers 3. But it was really fun. They have checkpoints to level now. And when you die, you lose several things of gold. But if you get back to that area like Demon Souls or whatever, you can get all your money back as long as you don't die before you get to that. So they added some really interesting things there. The game's pretty hard. I know a lot of people are saying it was fairly easy, but for me, I'm getting old, so it's hard.
It sounds interesting. And I like the whole, you can destroy a checkpoint to get more items for that system.
Yeah, they don't explain that to you, and I kept getting to this part of the level, and I kept destroying the checkpoints. Because I didn't realize what they were at first. I should have realized what they were because I already done them in a previous level. But I kept breaking them because I thought they were something else. And I kept dying. And it kept sending me back to the beginning of the fucking level. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I realized, oh shit, I'm destroying those fucking things. So yeah, don't destroy those if you suck at the game. You will need them. And the bosses are pretty tough. But I highly recommend this game. It's on Wii U, PC, and 3DS right now, and I know it's coming to PS4, is what I remember for sure. It may be even coming to Xbox One, I don't know. I will definitely probably not finish it on 3DS. I'll probably wait to get it on PS4, because I think it'd be fun to play on a TV.
And you get trophies.
And I get trophies.
Vita.
I think I heard it is coming to Vita, too. So, then I played Valiant Hearts. This is the UbiWorks game where it's set in World War One, and
I was so excited about it when I saw the trailer, and then when I actually saw the gameplay, I was like, oh,
it's the game, I think it's a really good game. I think the storytelling is really interesting.
I wanted to play as a dog. I wanted to play something that was something that was a bit more different. And when I saw the gameplay, I'm like, oh, this is just an adventure game thing, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Cave or something like that.
Like, oh, I was kind of hoping that there is, you know, it's going to be a bit different. You know, trying some new things, not just like, oh, you know, the whole fact that it's doing World War One and that it has this serious story, and then there are a lot of, like, is the whole thing, like, loosely based on actual events and people?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be based on letters and stuff they found from World War
One. Which I think that's really interesting, too. But I just wish the game itself was more interesting.
Like, the game, the story is pretty interesting, because it starts out where you start as this German man, and he goes off to war, and he leaves behind his wife and baby. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, that's, you know, that's adorable. He's going to have to go fight a war and everything. But then, you know, he's fighting for Germany, which was the enemies to us in World War One. And then her father was French, and the French come and force him as the only male heir to fight in the war. So they're fighting on opposite sides. And it's kind of an interesting story that gets told between those two characters. And there's like several characters that you get throughout the game. But they all have like special abilities, but you know, it's not, the puzzles aren't really that hard. You know, it's a lot of, oh, well, I need to get through here, but to get there, I need to figure out how to drop this box so that the dog can climb on the ladder or climb on the elevator and come up to the next level and stuff like that. So the dog's with you quite a bit too. It's cute. Mm-hmm. I think the game is really great. And, you know, I've had so much stuff to play that I haven't gone back to it. I need to, but I think the game's really good. So, and then the dumbest thing I have played on my list is I've got my tablet, so you'll probably hear about more mobile games now. I played a little bit of Angry Birds Epic. Now, this was the Angry Birds game that was an RPG, and it's surprisingly really good. I mean, the story is the same old bullshit. Oh, the pig stole her eggs, gotta go save them. But the gameplay kind of reminds me a little bit of kind of like a Mario RPG or something like that, except you don't tap on a button when you're hitting them. But like you get special abilities, and like you get the wizard bird that can hurt enemies, does little damage, but it hurts everybody on screen. So far I've just got the other swordsman bird or whatever. And every time you win a battle, you get experience, you get points that get you the stars, like in the Angry Birds game, and you level up. And it's free, so it's free to play. And, you know, they sell you gold and stuff to make their money. I haven't bought any of that stuff. I don't really know how much I'll play this game, but I just don't think it's that bad for a dollar, or not a dollar, it's free. So, you know, I would kind of recommend it if you like RPGs and stuff, and you got a tablet, or I don't know, it's probably on the phones too. So, and apparently if you got the iPhone version and the tablet version, you can switch back and forth if you sign up for a Rovio account. So, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I think you should try that out. So. Not necessarily you, Kush, but I'm just saying.
I don't mind Angry Birds. I actually like the Angry Birds games. I don't have the issue with physics like other people.
Yeah. Well, it's none of the physics in this. It's all RPG, so I would definitely recommend it. It's free.
I should probably actually play the Mario RPGs, since I own at least a few of them, and I've never played any of them. Oh, I don't know why.
I didn't care much for Bowser's Inside Story, but I finished it. And the newest one I liked okay, but I got bored with it fast after a while. I really wish they'd have brought the Superstar Saga out on 3DS instead of Wii U, because I bought that on Wii U and it looks like shit.
I need to get excited for Wii U stuff. I have Mario Kart 8 and I played the first whatever thing.
Yeah, I got bored of that game fast.
I was just like, oh.
It went to my PS3 fun.
Because so. I haven't bought games since Watch Dogs, but then I just decided to, because there was a sale going on. I got Mario Kart 8 because, one, it's supposed to be really good. I would like it, and I'll play it some more, and maybe I'll start to actually like it. But also because it'll come with a free game. So that was another free game right there. And then I got the Donkey Kong game.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Super Smash Brothers pre-ordered. So Donkey Kong was free. And then I was able to get Mario Kart 8 and Super Smash Brothers, and then I'll probably get Pikmin 3 maybe as my free game.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Cool.
So I played And like all this stuff is like from, I don't know, a month ago. It's on this list. So my memory of these games, to some extent. I mean, we already talked about Watch Dogs, but Fatal Anniversary. That's probably the worst HD. I don't even want to say remake.
It was so fucking bad.
This is like the laziest thing ever, and it looks terrible. And I don't know if your guy, your main, you know, the character you play, was that ugly in the original game.
Oh yeah, he was.
Face, it looks so freaking ugly, and
it chugged as much as the original did. That was like, I was so excited. It's like
a nightmare.
Ugh, that game was terrible. What a piece of shit. You were correct.
I was so excited about it. You know, that they were going to bring back Fable, and then it'd be good and fun, and it could be pretty, but they did nothing to it.
I do like what they're doing with the new Fable game that's coming out. Fable Legends, is that what it was called?
I think that looks really good. I just hope there's actually another real Fable game as well.
Yeah.
Because I really like the Fable games. You know, of course, yeah, there are a lot of promises that were not fulfilled, but I still think, especially Fable 2, did some really great things.
I can see it next year, E3 2015.
Especially the story in Fable 2 and the way they did different side missions, and just they didn't make a big deal about it. Like, there was that, I always go back to that one side mission that was about the father and the son who was, you know, it's like, oh, go find him a girl, but then you find out that the son's actually gay, and then you do all that. And they handled it so well, and it's just a side mission that, you know, a lot of people could easily just miss, but yeah, I like that. And also, like that Burger King thing you posted.
Yeah.
Like, that thing was just, when I saw that on the actual day of the parade on Sunday, and I just saw, like, the headline wherever, it was just something like Burger King in this prime, I'm like, what? Really, Burger King went ahead and exploited this of all things. They just like, and then I actually read. I didn't see a video until I saw the one you posted of people's reaction. I just read what they actually did, and I was like, "This is like, it's so simple, yet it's absolutely perfect."
It was powerful. It was pretty powerful.
It was the most, just like the perfect way to handle it. And then just realizing that it's from Burger King, it's like, what? This is like so weird. And it's just awesome. I wished it was like across the country that they did it, because it's just. But it's, even though it's only located in San Francisco where they did it, but to have such a huge, you know, big company like Burger King, basically deliver that message, say, you know, we're fully behind this, and I mean the way they delivered it, and that, I mean, that is the exact the exact perfect message that needs to be said in these things. Like, you know, just whatever.
Did you actually watch the video, or you just
read it? I watched the video.
Okay. The stuff with the little boy was what really got me. Because when he's talking about to his parents and they ask him about that, he says, it just means that we're all the same. You know, it was a really powerful message. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good on Burger King. I'll definitely have to eat some more Burger King. I like Burger King.
Yeah, I'm not going to go eat Burger King, but I don't know. I don't eat fast food, you know. So that's not going to change, but if people ask me, which fast food place should I go to, I'll tell them Burger King. but yeah. And then I also played some Trials Fusion. That was fine. It's more Trials. It seemed, I don't know, it almost felt like it was a bit emptier than the last one, and also not that much better looking. It did seem like it got better looking as I progressed.
Mm-hmm.
And the stunt system, broken. Does not always register. You do a stunt and it's not giving you points for it. So I don't know what's going on with that thing. There's something wrong with the stunt system in that game.
I think somebody said something about, I think there's been some complaints about it. So
it's broken. It is broken. So, and it hasn't been patched the last time when I played it. So
I do not like that series. I have bought the last two or three because somebody tells me, oh, they added a game making mode. I'm like, cool. And I'm like, these games are dumb.
I don't think they ever really did that great of a job advertising the whole fact that the physical version costs twice as much because it comes with the season pass included. Because I was originally, when I first saw it, I was like, this, I don't, why?
Yeah. So, all right.
But yeah, that's it. As far as I can, I mean, of course, there's Fairway Solitaire.
Of course, but we've all heard about that all we want to. I watched The Wolverine. That's what it was called, right? The last Wolverine movie. Was it called The Wolverine?
I believe so.
And I was pretty impressed because I did not watch this was in theaters, did not watch it when it came out on video. And I was sitting around like, man, I want to watch something. So I turned on HBO On Demand, and I'm like, oh, I kind of wanted to see this. And I watched it, and that was pretty good. I actually enjoyed it.
That's really good. It was a really nice, pleasant surprise.
Yeah, especially after the first one was so fucking terrible. So terrible.
I rewatched that, and it was so much worse.
So, this one was pretty good, so I enjoyed that. And I did kind of, I do like how they set up X-Men.
Apocalypse?
No. So the last one.
Days of Future Past?
Yeah, they set it up at the end of the credits for the Wolverine. So I had not, I've already seen Days of Future Past, which I really enjoyed too. So
I saw that Begin Again movie, which was okay. That's the one with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley and whatever his name is from Maroon 5. I wanted to like it more, but the problem with it's from the same guy who I forget his name, but the same writer director of The Commitments and Once. So those are two movies I really love. And the reason why I didn't love this one as much is because the music in this one was actually produced. Whereas in Once and The Commitments, that stuff that they played and recorded, that was just live during the shoot. Huh. And this was actually like, oh, they're like recording outside and everything. I'm like, that's not how it would actually sound. You really overproduced this, and this is not at all what it would sound like if you recorded in a subway station. No. So. Mm. But it wasn't too bad.
All right. Cool. We finished up Game of Thrones, season 4. Yeah, they saved all the good stuff for like the last two episodes of that show.
I feel like the only one, but I just felt like this whole season was just kind of like, it happened. Like, I never got too into it.
Yeah, I worry about the next season because the next book was not very much going on, so.
And I did get spoiled on the character that did not end up showing up in the last season. I mean, in the last episode.
Oh. Yeah, that was, people were very disappointed in that.
I don't feel bad about the spoiler because it's like, whatever. I don't care that much.
Yeah, but I think we should hold off on saying it just because.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I'm pretty sure it'll start out the next season that way or something. So.
Well, yeah, because they introduced how it would happen, like the mm-hmm. cause of it. So.
Mm-hmm. So, anywho, Orange is the New Black. I watched all the second season of that show, and I don't think it was as good as the first season, but I think it was still pretty good.
Did you watch House of Cards too? Do you watch that show?
I have tried to watch that show. Okay. I watched the first episode and I was like, it's okay. And I tried to watch the second episode last night and I'm just like, I can't get into it. So it looks like a good high quality show, but I just don't think I care enough about politics.
I watched all of that first season, but I haven't touched the second season, and I haven't watched any of Orange is the New Black. Just trying to get an idea of where it's obvious that you would put Orange is the New Black above House of Cards in your book.
Yeah. But Orange is the New Black, even though it's about a woman's prison, it's not a dark show. It's kind of comedic. You know,
I saw like 5 minutes of it, and that turned me off on the whole show because of how bullshit it was. Whatever. This could be a spoiler. I don't care. So spoilers if you care, whatever. There's a character who was stalking a guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He came to visit her And he was just yelling and screaming, and the guards or whatever took forever to stop that. I'm like, really, you're going to let that happen? Get the hell out of here. That just really turned me off. I'm like, that's just complete bullshit. I don't have any desire to watch a show where it's just like, oh, you're just doing this all. Blech. No, I did not like that at all.
I think you should go. You never watched the first season at all either?
Nope.
I think you should go watch it. I think it's pretty good.
I'll probably watch it because I don't want to judge a show on this one scene. Because, yeah. I mean, every show has things like that. It was just a bad moment for me to see out of context and just to see in general the whole show.
Oh, one other thing I watched. I started watching that new HBO show, The Leftovers. And I was a huge Lost fan. And it's also part from the, I think it's producers of Friday Night Lights. It's a real interesting show. I was really excited after watching the first episode. Basically, the whole idea is 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. 2% of the world's population just disappeared. Nobody knows what happens to them. And they're trying to figure out kind of what happened. But there's just like lots of weird shit going on. And it's about this cop and his family. And so I definitely recommend this show because it has the whole kind of like a Lost feel where, you know, you'll see some flashbacks of what happened in their lives and stuff like that. And there's just some weird shit going on. And I really enjoy that. But and I think they're really trying to get away from the religious overtones because people are really thinking it's a religious rapture thing, and it's not, because it's only 2% of the population. And early on, they kind of say,
and it's, well, all people or whatever, right? It's not like, oh, only, yeah, the good ones or only the bad,
right,
ones.
Right, yeah, because they bring that up. They're like, oh, well, this guy disappeared. He was a piece of shit, you know? So it definitely can't be bad people and good people, or just the good people that got taken. So, you know, it's real interesting. So I definitely would recommend the show. So that's, you've only missed one episode. Didn't miss nothing.
Didn't Under the Dome come back?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I gave up. My mom still cares. She's the holdout, but I did not watch. I got like halfway through season one and I'm like, this is dumb. They've gone so far off book that I don't even care anymore. So I quit watching it. Mom still watches it. So, I read a book called 8-Bit Christmas, which I really enjoyed this book. The reason why, it kind of reminded me of being a kid and probably how older people felt when they watched Christmas Story 2. You know, how they felt about wanting a certain toy and not knowing if they're going to get it or whatever. And that's kind of what 8-Bit Christmas is. It's about the Nintendo Entertainment System, and it really reminds me of A Christmas Story for my generation. So I would definitely recommend this book. And it's written really funny, you know, it's really fast paced and stuff like that for a cute little Christmas book. And you can get it off Kindle or whatever, and I would highly recommend this book. So, but I don't want to give too much away, but just, it's neat. I really enjoyed it. So, anyway.
Yeah. That's it. I got nothing else.
I don't even know what news has come out. There's had to be some news.
Probably. I mean, there was all E3 stuff.
Yeah.
But, this just in. Last Guardian, still not a thing.
It's sad to hear that Airtight Games closed down. Because I really like the last two games they've put out, which was Murdered Soul Suspects and the damn game that's like Portal, kind of.
Quantum?
Yeah, Quantum.
Break? No.
No, it's not Quantum.
Quantum Conundrum?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That was them as well, and I loved that game. DLC was a little hard for me, but I loved the main game, so. But, yep, they closed down, so that's sad to hear. Not surprising though, because Murdered Soul Suspects came out and no one cared.
Other game in my Gamefly queue that they did not send me.
I do like that game.
I played a little bit of the 360 version when I rented it at Redbox, but
oh yeah, did you like what you played?
I thought it was interesting. I felt like, why do you have to put in these stupid demons or whatever I have to avoid?
Yeah, that's kind
of
silly.
And I can't attack.
But think it has some kind of action in there, I guess, that people would. But it's not like you're really fighting them or anything, so. But, yeah, so I think that's going to be it for the show.
Yep. That's
all
it.
Right. Kush, why don't you pluggity plug, plug, pluggity plug, plug, plug.
I am on Twitter at Kush3, Instagram mkush. Site is, of course, Pixelated Sausage. The other podcast I do about board games is the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. How original. And, of course, you should check out some other podcasts, like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Sports Car Unleashed Podcast, which is co-hosted by our host, who is not here, Richie.
Yeah,
Richie.
He still had family for Thanksgiving. He still had family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, man.
Sometimes he's, they just don't want to leave.
Yeah, not at all. They just linger and linger and linger. But that's at scunleashed.com. And then there is Undercover Unitards, which is on iTunes. I don't know if there's a URL. And also Kicking Out at 2, Kicking Out the at symbol and the number 2. Check both those out from Hotcakes, man. Undercover Unitards is just nonsense. kicking out of two is about wrestling. Wrestling.
Wrestling. Double XP Podcast, Big Steven, Mike Onion Knight. Listen to it. Cool. I'm Henderson Man. You can find me on Henderson Man everything. PS4, Xbox One. Come join our party tonight. Come talk to us. If you got an Xbox One.
Friend me on Wii U. I don't know what my name is, but go ahead and do it. I think it's just Pixelated Sausage.
I don't remember. I have you listed on my friends list, but I don't remember.
Because nobody cares.
Yeah.
They have the worst sales ever. There's never anything good on sale. And Darksiders 2 is on sale all the time. That has never not been on sale.
Well, that's true.
And I don't know how I got so much. I guess I got it for gifts or something. But I got so much credit in my account, and I don't know what the hell to buy it. To buy
Shovel Knight.
I'll wait for it on PS4. Or maybe Xbox One and Vita.
But yeah. Shovel Knight.
I'll probably just end up buying old NES games. Some Super Nintendo things like Super Metroid, since I've never played it.
Yeah, there you go. You could have got that for... Was it free? Or no, it was $1.
No, that was before I had a Wii U.
Oh.
Which is why I haven't bought any of those games. I'm like, this was $1 before. You can't put it on sale for like $3. They don't put anything on sale at all. Nothing anybody wants.
You could play, or you could buy Earthbound.
That's not on sale either. And then that one's
I don't think it's ever been on sale
either. Yeah, and it's a super premium at $10.
Yeah, but you've never played it. It's new to you.
Might not be poopy. I might hate it.
You might hate it. I kind of don't care much for Earthbound. It's okay. I want to play Earthbound 3, but it's never coming over here.
Seriously, there's like, I think, over $80 in my account.
How the hell?
I don't know how it got there, and I have nothing to spend it on. I'm like,
somebody's got
to
hold your credit card. Somebody got to hold your credit card, and they started buying you points.
I'm just going to buy Darksiders 2, I guess, because it's on sale. They just are like, this is always on sale. Just buy it already.
Funny.
Or I could buy like some of like the only other games that go on sale that are probably like exclusive to the Wii U are like, oh, Sally's Beauty Salon.
You could hold on to that money and get Bayonetta 2 when it comes out this year.
I don't want digital versions of things that aren't only digital. I'll probably just end up at some point buying like Super Metroid, A Link to the Past or whatever the Zelda thing is, and Earthbound and a bunch of Super Nintendo. Since I never had a Super Nintendo, I'd probably just buy those games.
Damn, if you should have got... Oh, no. I was going to say, you don't like to buy digital games. I was like, you could have bought... Too bad it don't go to your 3DS. You could buy A Link to the Past, too.
The only game, I think, on the Wii U I did buy is Super Mario Bros. 2. And I think I also... I have it on 3DS. I don't know if it is on Wii U, then I probably bought it there, too. But I love Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, I did pick up Kirby's... what was the last Kirby game that came out? It's really good.
I don't remember their names. Kirby...
Triple Deluxe. I knew it had a hamburger name.
Kirby Everything's great. I'm not a big Kirby fan.
Not a big Kirby fan.
Favorite Nintendo franchise.
You're nuts, but Kirby Triple Deluxe is amazing.
Then comes Metroid.
I love Metroid. I want another Metroid.
I want a 2D one.
I don't care. I want 2D, 3D, 4D. Give it to us. Metroid.
I don't want 4D.
You don't know that.
I mean, here's 4D. You can play the next Metroid game and I'll just spit in your face for asking for a 4D game the whole time.
Hey, look. A lot of people pay a lot of money to have a good-looking woman spit in their face. I'm just saying. Anyone?
I don't...
Anyone?
Well, that's almost implying that I'm a good-looking woman, which I don't know how to take that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Metroid spitting in your face.
No, I was talking about me coming over and spitting in your face while you play it for asking for a 4D version of the game.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought Samus was spitting on me. That's what
I'm
I
sure
wanted.
Plenty of people would
want I mean, me to that's spit not what I wanted. Too. I'm sure that's what somebody wanted.
Somebody wants me to spit in their face.
No. Yeah. We want Metroid to do it.
No, you don't.
Metroid, why you no crawl?
It's not, her name's not Metroid, it's Samus.
I know. I'm not retarded. But that was That was the thing going around when Super Metroid came out. Somebody put on their Miiverse, Metroid, why you no crawl? Because they didn't realize they could turn into a ball and roll through that area. I'm sorry, that cracked me up. Metroid, why you no crawl?
I really want to play Outlast.
Maybe it'll come out on Wii U and you can serve that credit to buy it.
I just need, I don't know. The reason, like, I wish, I just want it to come free at some point because I really want to play it, but I don't want to pay for it. Not because I don't think it's worth it, but because I am a big pussy. And I know that I'm probably going to not be able to continue playing after like 5 minutes. So I'm not going to pay $20 for a game I'm going to be too chicken to keep playing.
Yeah, can you stream that? Because I want to see that. Because that game scared the shit out of me. I want to see you play it.
Like, I've watched a bunch of streaming of it, of people playing it. That's the first time I've actually used the Twitch thing to watch people play Outlast.
Hey, and also free on PS3 is Dead Space 3. You know why that's important? Because it's the one that comes after Dead Space 2.
Dead Space Poo?
Dead Space 2.
Poo?
2.
Poo?
So now you can play Dead Space 2, and then you got the whole fucking trilogy because you can get it on PS3.
I already own all of them physically on the 360.
Then fucking play them!
Why?
Pussy.
They're not going anywhere. I'm not scared of those games. They're way too action-heavy. There's nothing to be scared about in those games. In the same way, there's nothing to be scared about in Resident Evil 5 or Resident Evil 4 is scary because you eventually have to carry around some stupid-ass girl. It has nothing to do with her being a girl either. She's just an idiot. And just like, oh, here, go sit in a dumpster.
You afraid you're going to get cooties? Is that what it is? Carrying the girlfriend?
No,
why is this still going on?
I don't understand why people love that game so much when they introduce this horrible mechanic where you have to protect this person who's an idiot.
Because it was different at the time it came out and it was really good.
It was good.
It was fun.
Protect her? No.
He did it in Ico.
I didn't say it was good in Ico either.
People liked Ico. People liked it.
Nobody liked Ico because nobody played it.
The people that played Ico played it and liked it. I played Ico. I liked it. I played it on PS2.
You like getting spit in your face.
Samus can spit in my face.
I didn't
say that was me. All right, we're done with this.
See? You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a private message on Twitter from Lunchbox telling me how great this show was. And then Beth is going to call me on the telephone, something she's never done, just to tell me how much better the show is now that I'm back. And she's going to ask that you not come on the show anymore because she thinks getting spit in the face is very disgusting and it's not family friendly. And they're having a kid and it's going to be here soon, so they can't have you kind of people. I don't know what's going on.
White people, is that what we're going against now?
Yes,
is that
what we're white people.
Our stand against is white people?
Yes.
Viva la revolution!
Adult white males.
Apparently there's a lot of hate for those going around.
This is what happens when you keep recording and you don't have a fan on and it's really hot.
I know, and I don't have a fan on and it's really hot in here too, and I'm really concerned about that, so I'm going to end the show.
Okay, I'm going to get a tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
I am.
What are you going to get?
I've been wanting to get some since high school. I had huge designs, but they're all way too complicated and elaborate. Then I finally decided, I got this really simple, small one that would be really cheap and simple to do, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can see it when it happens.
Is it my birthday present?
It's your birthday present. It's the pair of lips on my ass for where you'll be kissing it after whatever we were talking about happens. I don't remember, but you're going to be kissing it right there.
We'll have to listen back to the show and see what kind of deals I made. Zelda
looks good. Yeah, there you go. When that happens, you'll be like, what did I have to do again? Oh, yeah, here's a tattoo. Kiss it.
Probably get cat cooties from your butt. Butt cooties.
No, you'll probably grow a beard because it's all hairy. You'll kiss it and then you'll go away and you'll have a full beard because the hair will just come right off and attach to your face.
I plan on getting a tattoo at some point. If they weren't so damn expensive,
Really?
I want to get a Zelda shield and sword on my shoulder.
I don't know.
Don't judge me.
No, I don't know why. I thought you hesitated and stopped from saying a word that began with N. I thought you were going to say nuts. And I'm like, what? I thought you hesitated.
Shield
like,
and nuts?
On my nuts. I mean my shoulder. I was like, what's going on?
I was going to say Nick. Look at me, a Zelda
But mine's really, really simple that like a child could do the design of it. And where I'll probably get it, even though I know it'll be more painful because it's more painful to do it on bone, is on my left collarbone.
Oh, man, don't get on your neck. Ugh.
Not my neck.
Ugh.
It would be hidden under shirts, except I wear V-necks all the time, so it's not going to be that hidden.
That's a girl thing. Why don't you just get a tramp stamp while you're at it?
That's not a girl thing. You know, it's a girl thing getting a friggin' stupid sword and shield. Be original.
Hey.
Get it on your nuts, and then you'll at least be original. The shield are your nuts, and the sword is your ding-dong.
And it's not defending anybody.
No.
That's going to be it, folks.
It's like, I have the sword, and I haven't stabbed anyone. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I feel it. We're out here, guys. Later.
Adios, everyone.